be talking about 10 minutes of hot dog gorging madness right now. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning, My Talk 107.1. Alexis, Dawn, and Ross with you this morning. Jason is on vacation. Guys, did you see this? I can only watch maybe 30 seconds before I feel so gross.
I will watch highlights.
Okay.
Which sounds disgusting in itself. But if you ever watch SportsCenter or even the morning news shows, they'll show what we call B-roll in the business.
Yes.
And they'll you'll see some of it. And look, I'm a sports guy, as you know. I love sports.
Yes.
I get the competitive aspect to this.
Is this a sport?
I think
competitive eating.
I think, yeah.
I mean, do you think it's a sport? They have to train.
Yeah, I mean, you have to train. I mean, my thought has always been if you train and it's primarily how you make your living, or it is how you make your living, and this is how somebody like Joey Chestnut, who makes actually a good amount of money in competitive eating, I guess it is a sport.
Well, he's
or at least a competition. That's why they call it competitive eating. Right?
That's right. True. Yesterday, he snagged his 15th win. He ate 63 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes.
Yeah, and you've seen how they eat these too, right? Mm. It's they're not enjoying them. That's the main problem.
That bun in water.
They dip the water, the bun in the water, and it gets all gross. And then the hot dog part, and oh gosh,
the hot dog part is.
Have
the
you
worst
seen
part.
That? Yeah, it's just.
Just eating a hot dog in general, I have to not think about what I'm eating.
Yes,
I kind of have to just deal with it.
So I'll stand for this, but have you seen you'll get some improv here. Later in the competition, I do remember this when I actually sat down and I think I maybe watched an entire one or close to it. They'll get to the point where they have so many hot dogs in their system that eating becomes difficult. So they'll eat it.
Your body is rejecting it.
Correct. They'll eat it and then they'll do like.
Oh, like a little, wow. Little dance. Like,
trying to like force it down their
they're
stomach.
They're going to rally. Yeah. They're like moving their body around.
Oh, yeah.
I stood up and danced for those wondering what was like happening. But yeah, they're kind of shimmying
that motion. I can't.
It's like this shimmy hot dog dance.
Yeah, shimmy hot dog, like jamming it
they're
down.
Trying to get their stomach to accept more, which it doesn't want to.
It's a weird statement of America, though, isn't it? That on the 4th of July, everybody gathers. Because hot dogs, I get it, it's Americana.
Yeah, that's true.
It's also a weird thing where we'll just sit down and we'll watch these competitions of people eating a bunch of hot dogs. And I believe there's also other things they'll show. I know there's like the
crowd, maybe.
Well, but don't they do like a couple warm-up competitions, too, where there's
before
other
the
things
big guns
that
come out.
Yeah, and other things that they're eating.
Like boiled eggs or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Or peppers or... Yeah, he's only 38 years old.
He is? That's why he looks like he's 58. Old?
That's what I was thinking.
Because he's had so many hot dogs.
He looks a lot older than 38.
And I'm not trying to be graphic or disgusting here, but what type of toll does that put on your body?
Yeah, that's what I'm
wondering. How often does he practice? Or is it just mental toughness?
You kind of have to, right? You got to get your stomach elastic.
I think you do.
Audio, if you want to hear
it. Oh, gosh.
Okay, I think hearing's easier than...
15-time champion of the world with 63 Nathan's Famous hot dogs and buns, Joey Chestnut!
Let's not forget about the women's champ.
I'm happy I was able to come through on top.
Oh, yeah.
Miki Sodu, she won her 8th championship for women.
Oh, nice.
40 hot dogs.
And I heard this morning. I believe she had last year off because I think she had a kid or was pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not good for the system.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. During the contest, a protester with a sign and Darth Vader mask bumped into Joey Chestnut. He instantly took the person down with a chokehold and went back to eating.
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, that's one of the clips I saw, too.
Oh, my gosh.
The guy came up with this little, like a regular piece of paper, 8.5 by 11, with this little thing.
Came up cardboard
with this little sign, and he just went bloop, and he kept eating those hot dogs.
And the sign read, "Expose Smithfield's Death Star," an apparent protest against pork producer Smithfield Foods, I guess.
Oh, I see. I was wondering what it meant or said.
And then again, I guess the protest worked in some way, shape, or form, because here we are talking about it. But the video to me...
Oh my God, it's violent!
It is.
He's like, you're not going to get in my way.
He's like, get out of here. Like, and
that's great. I'm putting it on Twitter
now. Lay off me. I'm starving is basically what he said. I got these hot dogs to eat.
You also have the risk of them coming back up because at that point, okay.
When you say coming back up, the protester or the hot dogs?
The hot dogs. That's why I wouldn't want to be up in there putting my little poster. Maybe that's why he had the mask on. That's genius.
In 10 minutes, realistically, without doing it the way that they do it.
Yeah.
How many hot dogs do you think you could eat and feel?
Mm.
Well, hang on. Not even feel comfortable because they don't feel comfortable.
They don't feel comfortable.
Uh-huh. How many do you think you could eat?
Keep in mind, the runner up, Jeffrey Epser, he ate 47 and a half. So we can also consider a fraction of a hot dog, too. Okay.
That's what I've always said.
You don't have to tell the whole thing.
No matter
thing.
How you feel, you know, it just depends on what kind of day you're having.
I don't know, three and a half?
How much time?
10 minutes.
Oh, jeez. Maybe four.
Yeah, I think I could do like four or five. Like
okay, yeah. Remember the bun, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I would need to dress him up a bit. I need. I know this gets controversial, but I prefer mustard, but I'm okay with ketchup. Maybe a little onion. I don't like to just eat them plain.
Yeah, you do you. You do what you want to do. Why does that be controversial? So, unless maybe you're in Chicago.
Yeah, well, there's some people.
And you put the ketchup on there, and then I can't believe that.
Don't tell people how to eat food. You know, that's one of my biggest takes in life.
No, you need to tell people to close their damn mouth when they're eating. Well, you do need to tell them that, and to stop eating like they were born in a barn.
True, but what they're eating.
Especially at the movie theater.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Oh, poor Dawn.
I don't know why I have the ability to just shut that all down.
I have misophonia.
You do. Yeah, that's true. So she hears it all.
I hear it and it enrages me.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yay!
We'll see you in next year's hot dog eating competition.
How many hot dogs can you eat? Just tweet us. At Lex in the City, at Dawn at Dark. Ross, what's yours again?
At Brendel Ross.